Areas that have had major earthquakes over the last 150 years, like the Aleutians, Gulf of Alaska, and the Alaska Range, have red lines along them, tracing underlying active faults. But not every highlighted area has a history of major damaging shakers. State earthquake geologist Rich Kaler says the Fairbanks area is circled in red because of local faults that produce numerous small earthquakes.
That's not to say we couldn't have a larger one. In 1937, the Salchas seismic zone just to the east of us had a magnitude 7. So we still do not know the potential of these zones for generating larger earthquakes. So there's always a potential there.
Kaler says it's a common misconception that areas like Fairbanks with frequent smaller quakes are safe from larger damaging events. He says the new map is based on earthquakes measured by seismometers as well as observation of surface deformations that correspond with active faults. He says both tools were useful in mapping the Denali Fault, where a 7.9 magnitude quake, the biggest ever recorded in interior Alaska, occurred in 2002.
The Denali Fault, if you look on a seismicity map, the 2002 rupture patch shows up with just intense seismicity, and those are aftershocks after the event. But if you look towards Denali Park, to the west along the Denali Fault, there's far less seismicity. Yet the expression in the geomorphology and on the surface is virtually identical.
Kaler says compiling all the earthquake information into one map provides an easily accessible resource for research and planning. He says the online map allows you to zoom in on individual properties to get a very localized picture of earthquake risk, a useful tool for researchers, planners, and others.
Engineers on big infrastructure projects, just the general public, people who are buying a house, sometimes want to know, you know, if there's a seismic zone next to it or on the property. People doing gold mining exploration, they want to know where the faults are.
Kaler says using the online earthquake map is much easier than wading through data from various sources. He says Alaska's new web portal is up to speed with those provided by government in the similarly seismically active states of California, Nevada, and Washington. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.